You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, just looking around the internet here, and as we always talk about, this is list time of the year.
Yeah, it is.
CBS Sports has a ranking here of the top backup quarterbacks in the NFL. We've gone through this before.
We have, but it's nice to affirm our thoughts on it and go through it again and different set of eyes and analyze it that way.
This one is by Cody Benjamin. I've read some stuff from Cody in the past. Sometimes he's on, sometimes not.
Okay.
I don't agree as much. But
what's that, CBS, right?
Yeah, his rankings. Here's how he would rank the number two quarterbacks in the NFL.
As I mentioned many times, I've had this role at ESPN, and it's not an easy one, so I feel for him. And some guys qualify different than others.
You know, correct.
Chad Henne versus Trey Lance isn't easy.
I don't, to me, if a guy hasn't played a down in the NFL, I can't put him on this list based on what he might be.
You and I have done this a long time.
Because if you're going to do that, all the number one guys should be in the top five.
Yes. Every list I do this time of year, unless my editor totally insists on it, I pretty much tell them rookies aren't included.
It's like ranking NFL head coaches and then putting rookie head coaches on there where you think they're going to perform. That's not fair.
No, they should be in their own category. Yeah. They should be off a list. I mean, even when I did my running back list, I didn't have Najee on there. I'd like to see him play football at this level first.
What you did in college means absolutely nothing.
And when you
what you did as an offensive coordinator means absolutely nothing as a head coach.
Right. You got a totally different group of players. You're in a new environment. Your responsibilities are different. So even in quarterbacks is even a better point, because if you're Lance or Fields, you're drafted to be a starter. You're not a true backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The definition of backup quarterback is a little fuzzy there.
So his number 32 backup in the league is Logan Woodside.
Okay. There's going to be 10 names here we could probably go through pretty quick that I think everyone listening will go, I don't think I've ever seen him play.
I've seen Logan Woodside play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a true number two, though. Who's he for?
The Titans.
Yeah, okay.
Number
odd Titans note, now I think about it, just hits home. I guess DeShone Kizer has been really good for them all of a sudden.
Okay.
So maybe there's a change in place. Needless to say, getting better than Logan Woodside probably isn't a real difficult bar to get over at number 32.
No, at number 32. Number 31, James Morgan with the Jets.
They have three quarterbacks at camp, and none of them has ever thrown
an NFL pass. It's a bit of an issue.
I don't know that I'd have kept Flacco, but had somebody that's played?
Somebody to talk to your young quarterback.
Right.
Hey, Zach, what'd you see there? Or him to say, hey, so-and-so, what did you see there?
Right. I mean, the Josh McCown, the end-of-career batch Leftwich type, I mean, would sure be
it's
useful.
It's not like he didn't have cap space to do it, too.
Right, right. I mean, it doesn't have to be a great player, but somebody that's played.
Yeah.
And what if Wilson's horrible?
You're married to him.
Right.
You're married to him.
I mean, the whole Tua Fitzpatrick situation wasn't real clean last year, but it might have done Tua some good. We weren't there.
Yeah.
You know, at least you had the guy around that could play.
You know, sitting in the meeting rooms. Okay, when they show this, that means they're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Right. Not to mention if the kid sprains an ankle and you got to play James Morgan. You know what I mean?
Next thing you know, you're
picking, evaluate the rest of the
team.
Yeah,
next thing you know, you're picking top five again.
Yeah, right. And then should we take a quarterback or should we take it down this road?
Number 30, Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
Yeah.
Dallas still, right?
Yeah, Dallas.
Yeah. They had Dalton, at least. I mean, at least they recognized the problem a year ago. They couldn't afford it this year after paying Dak.
Number 29, Tim Boyle with the Lions.
Whew. I'm not real familiar with his work. I was just thinking about this, though. You know, how Dallas last year hadn't paid Dak yet. They gave Dalton good money and couldn't do it again after paying Dak a huge contract. The Steelers, over the years, the Gradkowskis and Batches and Leftwich, those guys don't play for free. I mean, they haven't ignored this position even when Ben was one of the highest paid, when he was one of the highest paid, you know, quarterbacks in the league.
They always had a guy who was a legitimate starter somewhere else.
Had done it. You're right, right.
Yeah.
Smart guys, you know, like Bruce is in the media, Batch is in the media, Leftwich might be a head coach soon. You know, right.
Yeah. Number 28, Trace McSorley with the Ravens. This is the fly in the ointment for the Ravens.
This is a little bit of a fly in the ointment for the Ravens. Like, RG3 seemed like a good backup maybe 2-3 years ago. Similar style, former first-round pick, high expectations.
Like, what's the Ravens' legit – what's their chance of winning 3 out of 5 games if Trace McSorley has to start 5 games for them this year?
Little to none.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of teams can say that. Well, if we lose Aaron Rodgers, our season shot anyway.
Let's put this. Okay, so right now, Mason Rudolph has a 5-4 career record in his starts.
Mm-hmm.
If Trace McSorley had to start 9 games for the Ravens this year, do they go 5-4?
No.
I don't think so either.
They win 1 or 2.
Yeah, if they're lucky, right. Depending on who they play.
See, I wonder, I guess we can make both cases. Is, okay, he's a Taysom Hill, run like a madman, I don't care if he gets hurt, frankly. So if I have to play 2 games with him, he's going to play really aggressively, and we're going to run the ball. I'm never going to have him throw. And our defense better keep us in every game. Okay. But is it that hard to find a 5th-round athletic quarterback almost every year? And
right.
There are 3 of them.
And they didn't do it.
They didn't do it this year, and they've had a lot of picks lately.
Yeah.
Strange.
They didn't do it. They could easily have found, you know,
the cheap guy, right?
Kellen Mond or somebody in this draft.
Oh, yeah.
You know, number 27, AJ McCarron with the Falcons.
He's starting to become the definition of the lifer.
Yeah.
That's going to retire with a lot of money.
Based on
and
what
not
he did
do
in
anything,
2015,
right? Which wasn't that good.
Which wasn't that great to begin with. Yeah.
No. Scott Mitchell was like the first guy I remember doing that. But I mean, actually, he became a starter.
Yeah.
Flopped. I don't know how much longer he lasted after that.
Yeah, A.J. McCarron.
Yeah, wow.
I might have A.J. McCarron ahead of this guy. Number 26, Geno Smith with the Seahawks.
Yeah. He's done
what
nothing.
What has he ever done?
Neither has he ever done.
He stinks.
Where's his high moments?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
That's bad. I'm not even sure he's super athletic anymore, or ever was. I mean, he was an okay athlete, but he's not going to run around and make a ton of plays.
Number 25. P.J. Walker with the Panthers.
Surprising Will Greer's not even in the mix anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to him.
He's getting Christian Hackenberg'd.
Yeah, he is. P.J. Walker was good in that XFL
There's
league
the thing,
or whatever
you know,
league it was.
Christian Hackenberg was what, second-round draft pick?
Early, I think.
Early second-round draft pick.
He had every opportunity.
He had chances.
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph's a better player than that, and you get him in the 3rd round.
Oh, yeah. Mason's had a better career than Hackenberg already.
Already,
yeah.
Yeah.
Done deal, right.
Yeah. Number 24, Blaine Gabbert with the Buccaneers.
Hmm. It makes me wonder, like a Rosen, could he last forever, too, and do nothing? I guess Rosen never got a lot of starts, but Gabbert, he's going to be in this league for the next 3 or 4 years, probably. Some of these guys are going to survive 8-year careers because they were a first-round pick.
And make a lot of money.
A minimum $2-3 million a year as a backup quarterback, let alone his good rookie contract. Never did anything.
Never did a thing.
He did negative things.
Yeah.
He did do things.
Yeah.
They were all bad.
Speaking of which, good and bad, number 23 is Joe Flacco with the Eagles.
See, I get that.
I would
have him higher.
I would look at this, though, as the scheme fit.
I think it's a really
dumb. It's an awful scheme fit.
Keep him in New York with the Jets or...
How do you have Joe Flacco backing up one of the most mobile quarterbacks in the league?
Right.
That makes no sense.
It's not much different than when him and Lamar were teammates.
Unless you're hoping that Joe Flacco can help teach Jalen Hurts to be a better pocket passer.
Fine.
That's the only way that works.
Right. I wonder, again, I recruited him. He grew up in Delaware. Maybe he just wanted to be in that area of the country and calls him up and his family can drive to the games .
They're going to drive to see him sit on the bench.
That doesn't mean we want you, though. You know what I mean?
They get to see him his whole career in Baltimore. That's right there.
I have mixed feelings about it, but more often than not, I am very much on the same page of your backup and starter should resemble each other.
Should have some similarities.
Especially if the backup's the old guy.
Yeah.
You know, if it's the other way around, okay. You know, like maybe.
If it's a guy you drafted to be the successor, like the that doesn't matter.
Yeah, if it, yeah, the Patriots, they like Mac Jones, they're drafting him. They know they have an athletic guy in front of them. But
it's the Flacco-Lamar Jackson thing.
Right, exactly.
Even
exactly.
though they had Flacco in place, they drafted Lamar with a thought that, okay, he's going to be the starter sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a lot of credit for making a big change. Well, I guarantee, as soon as they drafted Lamar, okay, what are we going to do here if he becomes the starter?
Oh, we got to change everything.
We got to change everything, so let's start working on that now.
Yes, right.
They didn't just do that mid-season, you know, the week before he went to play his first game and go, okay, we got to redesign a whole new offense for Lamar Jackson.
I mean, they used a first-round pick on a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. He was the first-round pick on a quarterback, and Joe was not the player he was in the Super Bowl years. And Flacco, at his best, had to be supported by a lot around him.
Yeah.
And because of his contract, they lost more than they gained almost every year, you know, and quickly realized that this guy's got a ceiling.
Number 22, Brandon Allen with the Bengals.
I don't know a ton about him, but he's not horrible.
He's not horrible. That's the.
He'd probably be 23rd for me, too. Or, you know what I mean?
Number 21, the great John Wolford with the Rams.
Wow. I mean, I think he just benefited from not being Jared Goff last year. But
being
maybe
healthy.
They have some hope for him.
And being healthy. That was.
Yeah, being healthy. Apparently they like him at least a little.
Number 20, with no career snaps, Jacob Eason with the Colts. I don't know what you're basing that off of.
Yeah. He has to be on the list, though.
He's got to be on the list because he's the primary backup, but he's a 2020 fourth-round draft pick, had no preseason last year.
No. I mean, we'll get to Jordan Love at some point,
He could be the worst guy on this list for all we know.
Or he might be a future starter.
Or he might be a future, yeah.
Right. I mean, he's a perfect case. When we talk about this with some Steelers, they know a lot more about him than any of us. We know what we saw in college and maybe a blurb here and there that a beat reporter said, boy, he threw the ball well in practice today or something. But he's never played a snap against an NFL team.
Haven't seen him.
No.
Number 19, Taylor Heinicke with Washington.
I'd probably have him higher. I mean, it was a real small sample size last year, but he plays hard. I mean, he looks like a lifer Case Keenum backup to me.
Yeah. Speaking of which, number 18 is Chase Daniel with the Chargers.
Oh, man. You're talking about a good gig. Guy makes $5 million a year every year and never plays.
Never has to play.
And is always in demand when he's in offseason. Like,
yeah. This is one of the guys Steeler fans wanted the Steelers to sign a couple years ago to back up Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm not even sure if he's good or bad.
I have no idea.
Right, right. People seem to think that he's inadequate, too.
I know that's what he is.
Yeah,
like,
right,
there's
right,
no
right.
upside there.
Oh, no, no. I mean, he's
nothing.
Absolutely not. And he doesn't even have, like, the Leftwich batch Gradkowski resume on the field.
Yeah.
And I bet he doesn't even play much in the preseason.
Speaking of which.
At this stage of his career, they play a young guy.
Yeah. Number 17 is Colt McCoy with the Cardinals.
Similar.
Yeah.
Similar.
They're like the same guy.
They're like the same guy, yeah.
Number 16 is Mike Glennon with the Giants.
Another one starting to hang around for a while. What we don't know is... I keep using the Bruce Leftwich, you know, batch conversation. Are those type of guys great in the room? If they are, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, the three the Steelers had were better than those three we just mentioned and had higher points throughout their career and probably more talent, too. But there is some value. You know, would Glennon be helpful to Zach Wilson as opposed to having three rookies in the room? Maybe.
Maybe.
I just don't know Mike Glennon. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe he could be the backup for the Jets and the Giants. He could just stay at the Meadowlands.
There you go.
Whoever's playing at the Meadowlands that week, Mike Glennon's the backup.
We don't want you to play anyways.
He's their every down quarterback, like backup quarterback. Number 15 is Mason Rudolph.
Okay. I mean, we don't have to add much to it, but we could talk about who's above him and should they be.
Well, number 14 is Chad Henne. Give me my pick between Mason Rudolph and Chad Henne, and I'm taking Mason Rudolph.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, Chad Henne's 36.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's one of the guys I recruited. I mean, that means he's old.
Yeah. And he's nothing like Patrick Mahomes.
No, not at all.
Not that Mason Rudolph would be, yeah.
I mean, I bet he has value in that regard. The Matt Schaub at the end of his career guys, the Josh McCown types. That doesn't mean he's good at football now.
No. Here's where... This thing kind of goes off the rails a little bit for me.
Mm-hmm.
Number 13, he has Kellen Mond. And here's what he says. Too high for a rookie. We bet Pittsburgh and Kansas City wouldn't mind taking a flyer here. Well, I think they would have, because either one of them could have taken Kellen Mond.
Right.
And then he was like, what, a third, fourth round draft pick?
Higher than that.
Was he higher?
Not fourth.
I think he was a three.
Yeah. But he went a little earlier than I thought.
Mond enters the NFL with lots of starting experience from his Texas A&M days.
Yeah.
But more importantly, he's got a rocket arm and quick feet to give Minnesota some juice.
He may be their starter 2 or 3 years. I don't have a problem with Mond, to
it
be honest
be.
With you.
But he's not played it down in the NFL.
He shouldn't be on this list.
Right.
As any of these rookies we're going to mention should not be on this list, because it's frankly just not fair to
It's not fair to the
him.
Rookie. And
right.
It's just not.
I don't know why he mentions Kansas City. Like, of course Kansas City would trade Chad Henne straight up for Kellen Mond.
Right.
Because he's 100 years old.
Yeah.
Would the Steelers trade Rudolph straight up for Kellen Mond? I might,
but now you're starting the learning process all over again.
Oh yeah, it's just it's the bird in the bush. It's not the one in the hand, you know. But I think it's a conversation.
It's a conversation.
Yeah.
But
I know nothing about him. I can't rank him.
Number 12, Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
This is a situation where the backup, because he's with the Bills now, the backup's game closely mirrors the starter.
Yeah, he's Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
He looks similar and he throws the balls hard.
He's Josh Allen light.
Yeah, that makes so much sense to me. You know, he could sit there and learn for a year or two in a Winston-like manner, possibly.
He has to come in and play. You don't have to you don't have to blow your offense
right,
up.
Right, right. Could he be a starter a year from now if he gets a stint of – he gets a month when Allen sprains an ankle and looks good, somebody wants to make him a starter? Or could he be the Glennon or the Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the former first-round pick that just lasts forever and we never hear from him again, really.
Yeah, could go either way with that one. Number 11 is Taysom Hill.
He might be the starter for one thing. I don't know where I'd rank
him. I don't think Taysom Hill is a good quarterback. I think he's good at football.
Yeah.
I think he's a good football player. But I don't – if you had to line up with him and win on a consistent basis, I know that they've done it.
Yeah.
But
– he's not for me. I think Sean Payton's a really, really good coach, and especially an offensive mind. And I think there's stats that bear out that they average more yards per snap when Hill's on the field than they don't. But if I'm the Falcons, Panthers, Bucks, I'd love them to pick Taysom Hill as their starting quarterback, even over Winston. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
I'll
so much
play against you for 60 snaps.
I think they're just easier to play against.
And yeah.
I think their margin for error defensively goes way down.
And you would hit
and they don't have the defense. That,
right.
You know, they don't have all the stars that they used to. I mean, they're not as talented as they were.
No, 100% agree. I mean, I think he would be very much exposed as a 60-snap game player. You know, when it's 6 to 10, okay, it's the curveball.
I know people looked at what he did last year and said, well, look, after he had it was an okay game his first start. Mm-hmm. They won the game.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little bit of a surprise factor there. What are they going to do with Taysom Hill?
Oh, yeah.
The more he played, the more he got exposed.
You give me a couple game tapes. I'm pretty sure, don't quote me, but before last year, I think he attempted 11 passes in his NFL career.
I'm looking it up now.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a ridiculously low number. So the jury was still out on what exactly is he, how much would they throw if he was the true starter?
He was 3 for 7. In 2018.
Okay.
He was 3 for 6 in 2019. He was last season, they went 3-1 with him as a starter.
So he had 13 attempts in his career before last year.
Yeah. But he also, he did complete, I'll give him credit, 72.7% of his throws, but they were not high.
No. I mean, I always do that ADOT versus completion percentage thing, and the Saints are always at the bottom of ADOT. I mean, it's not a deep passing game, even when Winston played.
Here is so his first game, they beat Atlanta. First of all, bad defense. He was 18 of 23 for 233 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions.
Okay.
But he was sacked 3 times. His second game against Denver, they won the game 31-3. Great. Okay. He was 9 of 16 for 78 yards. That was the game.
Denver's quarterback
yes,
was?
Yes, that was the game Denver didn't have a quarterback. Taysom Hill was easily the best quarterback in the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you grabbed, I don't know, Pitt's starting quarterback, I think the Saints win that game.
You mean the Broncos?
Saints beat the Broncos. If you take Taysom Hill out for the Saints,
oh, okay, I'm saying, I
and
see
go
what you're
draft,
saying. Yeah,
you know, someone out of the MAC that's not a big time prospect.
Again, 9 for 16 for 78 yards and an interception.
I mean, Taysom was, Hill.
They
could
did not win that game
time.
Because of him.
No,
they won the game because the other team couldn't complete a pass.
I mean, they probably could told Taysom Hill, "Don't throw the ball ever this game," and you still win.
Yeah,
that one doesn't count. I'm sorry, if the opponent doesn't have a quarterback, that doesn't count.
His third start.
It's like playing the Penguins without a goalie.
Yeah, his third start, he beat the Falcons again.
Okay.
Two of his three starts were against the Falcons.
Side note on the Falcons, they're about the most predictable defense in the entire league, too. I don't know if he's smart, dumb, how he reads coverages, but you're getting cover three over and over and over from Atlanta.
Yeah. He was 27 of 37 for 232 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. His fourth start, his last start, came against the Eagles, and he lost that game.
Okay.
28 of 38, so not a bad completion percentage. 291 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Got sacked five times.
Wow. Good sack.
Behind a good offensive line.
One of the best
line.
Offensive lines in the league. Yeah.
He got sacked 13 times in four starts.
Which I'm sure is going to be a trend.
Yeah.
Because he is a runaround guy. He doesn't have enough. Unless he's something special that we don't know. He doesn't have the experience to have the pocket presence. He's old, too.
Yeah, he's older than what you think.
Yeah, 30-ish.
He's 30.
Yeah. And you hear rumblings. They think he's the next Steve Young.
Why? Because he went to BYU?
Right, and he runs well? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I get it. He is a football player. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
He should be the punter's personal protector and, you know, return guy.
And if they
want to
use him
a couple times a game.
I thought one of the dumbest things that they always did was to take Drew Brees off the field and bring Taysom Hill in.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
The defense says thanks.
Yeah, you get a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Brees was at his best.
If you remember the game they played against the Steelers down there, it was AB's last game. They bring Taysom Hill in to throw a 50-yard bomb into the end zone that got intercepted by Sean Davis.
I don't know. I mean, if you don't trust Winston and you're going to implement Taysom Hill here and there, fine. But if you have Drew Brees at his prime and you're going to put this guy taking any snaps, fine.
I don't agree. I just don't agree with it, but –
I think we'd all agree if he played 16 games, 17 games as a starter,
it would not be pretty.
That he would not be high on this list.
It would not be pretty.
I think after that, we would all agree.
Number 10, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, I'm a believer there.
Yeah.
I think I always say this about Minshew. I think he will have a Ryan Fitzpatrick career. And that's a compliment.
Yeah.
You know,
nothing wrong with that.
I think he's good enough to start games. I think he can come off the bench and spike a team. I don't think he's just a cute story in jorts or whatever, you know, funny looking.
Number 9 is another one of the rookies.
Yeah,
and
that's rough.
I just can't put him there. Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any comment. I mean, like, I would trade Rudolph for any of the first-round rookies. And if my editor said you have to put the rookies on the list, okay. But it's almost like Hoyer should be on the list or Stidham should be on the list instead, you know?
Yeah, because at some point this season, Mac Jones is probably going to be the starter, if not from day one.
If not from day one, at the latest to start next year. Yeah. I mean, he's drafted to be the starter.
Right.
He's not drafted to be a backup. He's not a backup.
Number 8 is Marcus Mariota.
Good one.
Yeah, that's he's absolutely.
That's what he is now. Yeah. He may get another shot as a starter. I like him still, but he's a backup at this point and a good one.
Number 7 on his list is Jordan Love. It's very much.
Just like Eason.
The Eason argument, yeah.
Except this guy's first round
pick.
He
had no, there was no preseason last year.
None of us have seen him take a snap as a Packer.
Yeah.
So you can't change. I guess he has to be on the list because he's not a rookie.
And he was the 26th pick in the draft. 25 teams passed on him as a first round quarterback in this quarterback starved league.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I think he has to be on the, it's an anomaly because of COVID. But Eason and Love have to be on the list. But they're no different than Fields or Lance or, Mond.
Number 6. And this guy's, again, another career backup. This is the Byron Leftwich / Charlie Batch / Tyrod Taylor with the Texans.
Yeah, good one.
And he's probably going to be the starter. So
probably, but
doesn't even
Watson
really
or Wright, he wouldn't be, obviously. or they went and assigned him. He held down the fort for Herbert well enough, you know. And
until they stuck a needle in his lung.
Them and realized that Herbert had to see the field. We'll just sabotage him with a needle in the lung. But he's had a good career.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
you're perfectly happy if he's your...
Better than a pure backup.
Yeah. Number five, Case Keenum.
I might rather have Taylor in terms of just career.
Yeah.
But Keenum's a perfect example, too.
Yeah, 33 years old. He is what he is.
Shanahan system. I'm sure he can teach it well, you know. And he's had a good year or two. I mean, he had a really good year with Minnesota the one time.
Yeah. The one time.
The one time.
That one.
That's a thing, too. It's like,
then he got paid by Washington, and it was not good the next year.
I mean, some good quarterbacks, Flacco, Eli, they put a Foles, I'm not sure he's good. They put a stretch together whenever all eyes are on them, and you think they're really good. But it's hard to do it for 12 years, 15 years, you know. And Keenum, to me, had...
The Foles thing is very reminiscent to me of, like, Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah.
You know, he caught lightning in a bottle one year. He win a Super Bowl. Everybody thinks, oh, he's good.
Right.
You know, he should be starting somewhere.
And Flacco and Eli are better than that. But they had their best four or five games when it mattered most.
Yeah.
Great. You know, there's something to that. But even Keenum, I was saying with him, is he had a good 16-game season with the Vikings. 16 games isn't that much.
No.
You know, if a hitter goes on a 16-game hitting streak, he may still end up the season or his career as a 250 hitter. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get off for a little while.
Number four, one of your personal favorites, Jacoby Brissett.
I do like Brissett. I'm a little surprised he's that high. Brissett versus Mariota would be a conversation for me. Good players that we may not have seen the best of them yet.
Well, I think, you know, if you take the rookies off this list, it's much more representative of where these guys probably should be.
And to bring back the Steelers, those are the guys I would take over Rudolph.
Yeah.
You know, Mariota, Brissett, you know, right, there's stuff there.
Number three, Teddy Bridgewater.
I guess.
He's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. But if he's your number two, you know, like...
Not going to kill you.
2018 Steelers could have used Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. And you mean 19?
The 19
team.
Yeah,
the year Roethlisberger got hurt.
They probably win two more games with him. Yeah. He's not my cup of tea at all, but yeah.
Yeah. And then his number two, he really copped out here. He's got Justin Fields at two, Trey Lance at number one.
Yeah, that's copping out. You should.
And quite frankly, I would have Fields ahead of Lance because I liked him.
I liked him better.
I like Fields better. And, you know.
I'm not sure if he copped out on this on purpose or not, but the first round backups he just listed in order the way,
in order the way they were drafted.
Yeah, right. So fair enough. I mean, I would have Mac Jones behind both those two as well. To really do it right, he should have Foles on there and Rosen. I guess he's the three in San Fran right now.
Yeah.
Just don't count the rookies or future.
Well, even the same thing with Bridgewater. Like, you should have Bridgewater / Drew Locke.
Right.
Who's going to be the starter? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And Locke might have been my third guy, too, or my best backup, you know, because I at least know what he is.
Yeah, so
it's a tough exercise.
If you just look at the veteran guys, it's Bridgewater, Brissett, Keenum, Taylor, however you want to count Jordan Love. I mean, I guess he's a veteran now.
Let's call him a rookie, though.
Yeah, we don't know what he is.
He's still an unknown.
Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
Gardner Minshew, Taysom Hill, Trubisky, Henny, and then Rudolph.
Okay. I would trade Rudolph for any of those. Well, I wouldn't trade him for Tyrod Taylor. I would on Sunday at 1 if I needed him to dress.
Yeah.
But not for future and whatnot. Certainly not Henny.
Yeah.
Would you trade him straight up for Trubisky?
That's a good question.
I mean, the Steelers could have signed Trubisky this offseason.
Right.
I mean, the cabinet was a little full at the time, and you knew Ben was coming back, but... I'd consider it.
Yeah.
Mitch was pretty bad.
He was pretty bad.
I mean, but a year removed.
I mean, what's he, you know, let's say he gets into a couple games this year for the Bills and looks okay.
Good situation.
Yeah.
Right, has a good
preseason, doesn't play at all in the regular season.
He could
resurrect his career.
You know, Jameis Winston similarities, you know, that maybe if he goes and sits for a while, you see
Learn
a new
something.
Guy.
Yeah, he was forced to play right away pretty quickly.
He's another one like Haskins that played very little in college, too. Yeah, I mean, it probably should have sat this whole rookie year and learned.
Yeah.
You know, every quarterback's different.
Mariota's an interesting there's talent there.
There's a lot of talent there. How old's he, though, at this point? I mean, like, I'm a Winston guy or a Mariota guy, and I'd love him to be somewhere in the Steeler organization right now just to see.
Yeah.
But, like, if Ben leaves, it's not like I'm just handing it to Mariota.
Yeah.
Unless he plays 16 awesome games.
He would be a guy that you would sign to compete.
With Rudolph.
With Rudolph for the starting
or rookie. Yeah. Or, right.
Yeah.
I don't know his book's written, but he's hard to invest in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. But that is going to do it for the show. So, for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Recht here on site, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.